This is 5 and 10 on Skywatch TV for November 1st. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, terror in New York. 8 people were killed when a man drove 20 blocks down a bike path alongside the Hudson River in Lower Manhattan Tuesday afternoon before he crashed his rented pickup truck, jumped out with fake guns, and was shot by police. He was apparently attempting to commit suicide by cop. Federal authorities are treating this event as a terrorist attack, taking lead in the investigation. 2 law enforcement officials said after the attacker jumped out of the truck, he was heard to shout Allahu Akbar, Arabic for Allah is great. The suspect was identified as 29-year-old Saifullo Saipov of Tampa, Florida, an Uzbek from Uzbekistan, in the country since 2010. Now, many mainstream news sites reported this by saying that Saipov was yelling, God is great. This obscures his motive. Let's be clear about this. If somebody who looks like me, European ancestry, jumps out of a car and yells, God is great, after doing what Saipov is alleged to have done, you might draw certain conclusions about my motives. If, however, I had a full beard, darker skin tone, Middle Eastern features perhaps, and shouted in Arabic, Allah is great, you might come to a somewhat different conclusion about my motives. And so the New York Times and other mainstream news sources reporting that he was shouting, God is great, in Arabic. Not quite the same sense as reporting that he was shouting Allahu Akbar, which is what he actually said. But when you're in the mainstream media, and for you gods, demons, angels, Yahweh, who is not Allah, don't even exist, then it doesn't really make any difference how you report it, especially if your motive is to, be tolerant. Sadly, like Christians who've been taught that angels and demons are not real, that Satan is just a concept or a force and not an entity, then an event like this leaves you really puzzled because you have no idea what could possibly motivate someone to do this. Because the things that could motivate something like this, you've already decided, are just imaginary. Topic number 4. Democrats want another investigation on top of the ongoing investigation because they don't like what the investigators are turning up in their investigation. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi issued a call for an independent investigation into the alleged collusion between Russia's government and the Trump presidential campaign, just moments after special counsel Robert Mueller unsealed indictments for campaign operatives Paul Manafort and his business partner Rick Gates, who turned themselves into federal authorities on Monday. Pelosi's statement mentions the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but does not address revelations about Hillary Clinton's ties to the discredited dossier produced by a former MI6 operative with the help of Russian agents. Maybe we should investigate British government collusion and interference in the presidential election. This is me again, not holding my breath. Nor does it mention, by the way, Ms. Pelosi does not mention the $145 million paid by Russian agents connected to the Uranium One sale to the Clinton Foundation. Pelosi said in her statement, quote, even with an accelerating special counsel investigation inside the Justice Department and investigations inside the Republican Congress, we still need an outside, fully independent investigation to expose Russia's meddling in our election and the involvement of Trump officials. Apparently, Mrs. Pelosi is not happy that Manafort was indicted by the grand jury because Manafort might roll over on Tony Podesta and John Podesta, business colleagues of his who helped, collected millions of dollars to help spread Russian influence or pro-Russian influence on behalf of the pro-Russian government of Ukraine during the Obama administration. We don't want voters thinking about stuff like that. So let's deflect. The investigation's not going the way they want, so let's get another investigation going. This is how the game is played, apparently. Topic number 3. Democrats trying to guarantee that President Trump gets reelected. Not intentionally, but if they keep this up, they're going to ensure Donald Trump is president forever. Employees within the Democratic National Committee are looking for new employees in the technology department. However, the DNC apparently not interested in your resume if you are a white male. In an email issued to DNC insiders on Monday, the data services manager Madeline Leader announced that the technology department is looking to fill several positions and asked interested parties to forward the openings on to contacts who might be interested. Except, quote, "I would personally prefer that you not forward to cisgender white males, cisgender straight white males, since they're already in the majority." Now, in case you haven't heard the term before, cisgender is the opposite of transgender, which means a man who says he's a man. Apparently, we have to be labeled now in this brave new world. If this is policy at Democratic National Committee headquarters, that straight white men are not welcome, Democrats are trying to alienate a big chunk of America. Look, we're all in favor of people being judged on their merits, regardless of skin color, regardless of gender, regardless of creed, in many cases. But apparently at the Democratic National Committee headquarters, being a straight white male is grounds for disqualification, even if you can really do a great job for one of these open positions. What this says to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, is that if you are a straight white male, or if you're in a relationship with a straight white male and depending on his income to help meet the household ends meet, the Democratic Party has declared war on you. And whether you want to or not, it is time to begin voting identity politics for your own self-preservation. This is sad, but it's true. Even if I were inclined to agree with their politics, their policies on the economy, on foreign policy, the fact that they say that I should be disqualified from consideration for job openings simply because I'm a straight white man who says he is a straight white man. To feed my family, I have to vote against the Democrats. This is where we are in America today. Topic number two, Disney pushing the LGBTQ agenda. Their second season premiere of the teen series Andy Mack features a coming out scene. One of the main male characters admits that he's jealous of his female friend's new relationship because he likes the same boy. The episode has drawn praise from homosexual activist groups who, according to reports, were permitted to screen the program in advance. However, the group 1 Million Moms expressed concerns that themes like this are being presented to kids. As previously reported, in August, an episode of the preschool-geared Disney Junior cartoon Doc McStuffins featured an animated depiction of two lesbian mothers of two children. Disney also raised concerns earlier this year when it aired its first-ever same-sex kissing scene during a broadcast of the cartoon Star vs. the Forces of Evil. And, of course, you remember when the live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast was produced, revealed that there was a subtle gay moment in the film. Disney also pushing a pro-Nephilim agenda. Now, that statement probably sounds over the top and crazy to you, but in literal terms, it's true. Back in the spring, Disney announced it was promoting a new imprint for its publishing house based on the works of author Rick Riordan, who has several series now based on the gods of ancient Rome and Greece, the gods of Egypt, and the gods of the Norse pantheon, Thor and company, all aimed at middle school readers, all accompanied by teacher's guides so that all of these books can be used in class. And one of the classroom activities suggested from the very first book from the Percy Jackson and the Olympians series asked kids in class to research which god or goddess they would most like to be related to. In other words, if you could be a demigod, who would you want your mom or dad to be? Demigod, by definition, product of God and human, i.e. Nephilim. But because most of us in the church today don't take that seriously either, hey, at least the kids are reading, right? And topic number one, FBI confirms what Tom Horn has been saying about saboteurs in the deep state. It exists, and it's trying to destroy President Trump. An FBI report on rogue elements within the permanent bureaucracy in the federal government confirms saboteurs in the deep state are trying to wreck the presidency of Donald Trump. Best-selling author Edward Klein reports that the FBI's field offices in Los Angeles, Detroit, and San Francisco, and New York, after 2,000 interviews, compiled a 1,400-word report for then-director James Comey. Quote, the Bureau has gotten actionable intelligence that there is within the federal government a growing and organized movement to block or interfere with administration policy decisions. There have been regular organized meetings of large numbers of government workers at a church in the Columbia Heights area of the District of Columbia where plans have been discussed to actively sabotage government policies they disagree with. This is quoting from the report. These would include immigration enforcement, crackdowns on welfare fraud, and any weakening of environmental rules. In other words, Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, not making this stuff up. The one thing that they don't get in the mainstream media, that the FBI certainly didn't include, is the spiritual aspect of this. Remember, Christians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our opponents are not human, but principalities, powers, rulers of spiritual darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we get into that in this, the third week of our ongoing series about the new books from Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, and Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and the Deeper State. If you missed it on the Christian Television Network last night, you can see it now on the SkyWatch TV channels on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, and of course the SkyWatch TV mobile app, which is a free download for your iOS device, your Android device, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. Getting to talk to these three guys about the spiritual forces behind the saboteurs in the deep state. And this week we start talking about secret societies. As former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich implied during an interview on the Fox News Channel months ago, the reason they don't like Donald Trump is he doesn't know the secret handshake. He's not a member of the secret society. Watch the program. One of the many reasons I love my job. The mobile app. We link to the app stores at the website, skywatchtv.com. And, of course, you'll just find it there in the top menu bar where we have most of the links, the important links. Should have mentioned this yesterday. Kind of blew past this, and it's kind of an historic date in history. So today you're getting sort of 6 in 10. Yesterday, October 31st, marked the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Reportedly, 500 years ago, October 31st, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the door of the church in Wittenberg, Germany. There's some historians who question whether he actually nailed anything to the door, but regardless, he's touched off a firestorm, a theological firestorm, with his questions about indulgences and his insistence that salvation is granted by faith and grace alone, not by works. That has had profound, profound impacts on Europe and on Christianity in general. What we are seeing, though, is 500 years after Martin Luther took his stand, the Pontifical Council of the Roman Catholic Church and the Lutheran World Federation, Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, and the Lutheran World Federation, which is a global network of Lutheran churches, are working toward restoring full unity between the two. If it were possible, Luther would be turning in his grave. You'll find my stuff posted at DerekPGilbert.com. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is SkyWatch TV.
the Trump administration is now vowing to crack down and punish deep state saboteurs.
Today, America is being manipulated through a Washington-based shadow government.
This is a war now, the deep state against you and the President of the United States.
The artificial chaos engineered by elites and advanced by enemies of democracy is being propagandized by a devoted media machine to take down President Trump.
I submit to you that the establishment that you talk about, the so-called deep state, exists on both sides, the left and the right, and President Trump is up against both of them.
But this is not the whole story. A much more sinister quest behind the deep state is at work to usher in a final world order.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. He didn't belong to the secret society. The secret society.
They're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
Globalists, secret societies, and world power brokers anticipate the insidious arrival of a messianic strongman they call the Grey Champion. Now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn joins a senior analyst from the Pentagon and a retired police detective to bring you the shocking truth behind an ancient cabal almost too fantastic to believe.
If these forces are successful, this country will not survive.
They have a plan for your future, but you can know their secret and stop them in their tracks. Get ready, saboteurs, how secret deep state occultists are manipulating American society toward a final world order.
America is being manipulated by sinister occult forces and a Washington-based shadow government. But now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn is joined by senior analyst from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis, and retired police detective Carl Gallops to expose these nefarious forces. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Saboteurs Collection. When you order the new books, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and The Deeper State from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive free of charge for a limited time the exclusive oversized hardback collector editions of the classic two-volume set, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, and The Fallen Angels and the Heroes of Mythology. These two timeless masterpieces, finally in print again after 100 years, are the perfect gift for the scholar or Bible student in your life and hold a retail value of over $60 all by themselves, but are included absolutely free when you purchase the limited-time Saboteurs collection. But that's not all. You'll also receive the never-before-aired DVD Off the Record, featuring exclusive interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and Detective Carl Gallops, further exposing the dark secrets of globalist elites and how to stop them in their tracks. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Finally, you'll also receive The Shadow Hand, the over 24-hour Steve Quayle and Tom Horn definitive audio series on CD. This audio collection discloses the terrifying truth behind the infamous WikiLeaks dumps, the shadow government, and so much more. This unprecedented special offer sold separately holds a retail value of over $175. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. The holiday gift season is coming, and you won't find this collection anywhere else. So don't delay. Order the Saboteurs collection for somebody you love now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.